I said, a nut what? He said, a nut extender. So I went home and I Googled nut extender. That was weird. Finally, I got to Elderly Instruments up in Michigan. The guy, right? Elderly Instruments. And the guy's like, yeah, he's a music store. And the guy, yeah, we got nut extenders. I said, what the hell is a nut extender? He said, it's a little metal piece that you put over the nut of the guitar to raise it up so you can play it like a slide guitar. I said, send me two of them. So I've been traveling around with my nut extender, having a great time. And I think I'm gonna have some like personalized nut extenders that I'm gonna have at the merch table here soon, right? Take your own home, right? And I'm gonna sing another song or two here on the slide. This is not my mom's old Martin guitar. It sounded even worse as a slide guitar. I'm gonna sing a song here that I love by Bill Morrissey. You know him, right? Yep. And I spent a lot of years singing this song in my car, and finally learned how to play it. Sing it for you. It's called Texas Blues. So lonesome, I've never been so blue. Midnight on the highway, I'm coming back for you. I've never been so lonesome, I've never been so. Midnight on the highway, I'm coming back for you. I'm stuck in Ozona, Texas. I'm out on Highway 10. I'm gone to Arizona to win you. Been so lonesome, never been so blue. Midnight on the highway, I'm coming back. Standing on the highway, and the only light I see is just the cold and heartless moon shining down on me. I've never been so lonesome, never been so blue. Midnight on the highway, coming back for you one more time. I've never been so lonesome, never been so blue. Midnight on the highway, I'm coming back for you. Been so blue. night on the highway. I'm coming back. Mississippi River is deep and wide. The woman I love, Lord, she's on the other side. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Come on. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Now if you don't like to sing along, get over it and sing along. Here we go. 'Cause singing along so much better than pouting, being down in the dump, I'm being scared, I'm being too cold to sing. Here we go. You don't like my peaches, you don't like my trees, get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. Now she's gone, I don't worry, I'm sitting on top of the world. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. One more time. Sitting on top of Now I was told, and I could kind of hear it in here, this is a TV station, right? So this room is built to not reflect sound at all, right? They call it a dead room. But it doesn't feel dead to me right now. So when I say we sing that chorus, but what does happen is this, when y'all all sing, I know you're singing, I can see some lips moving, but the sound just actually doesn't come up here on stage. So you're gonna have to sing twice as loud for it to come up out off your chairs, out of your mouths, and up here on stage so I can hear you, okay? Are you gonna do it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. There we go. Well, it was in the spring, one sunny day, the woman I love, Lord, Lord, she went away. Now she's gone. I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. One more. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. She's on the other side. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Come on. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. That time, that was so good. And I lived in Minneapolis for 2 years, and I moved out to Seattle to live, where I lived 9 years. And I was moving out there to start a new life. My friend Kathy took me to the train station at 6 a.m. in Minneapolis, and I I was going to take the Empire Builder, the Amtrak train, across the north. Anybody ever been on the Empire Builder, the Amtrak? A couple people right there, I know. Well, a couple people, one. And the Empire Builder goes across the north through Minneapolis, North Dakota, out to Spokane and into Seattle. And so I got on the train, and I was sitting there and looking out the window in Minneapolis, and I had my guitar with me and my fiddle in a backpack. And I was looking out the window, and there's this dude out there on the platform with hair parted in the middle, and his hair went all the way down to the ground. This guy was, like, shuffling along, tripping over his hair. And I was like, what the hell is this? Like, Sasquatch is getting on the Empire Builder, you know? So I'm watching this guy, and he has his luggage, and I think, what the hell is that? His luggage, what he had was a Vox electric guitar amplifier that was covered in hot pink shag carpet. That's what he had for luggage. I'm like, this dude. So he gets up, and he's kind of shuffling down past the seats, and he sees me with my guitar and fiddle, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh. And he leans down in big old hair, Sasquatch, and he goes, dude, will you plug your guitar into my amplifier? I was like, we have not left the station, and it is getting weird. So Sasquatch sat down next to me, and in the empty seat, turned out to be this awesome human being. We had this great conversation about life and art and music, and I got to ask him, well, these hair, what's the deal with the hair and all that kind of stuff? So we had a great talk, and turned out to be an amazing human being. And he stayed on for three stops, and then he got off somewhere in North Dakota. And there I was looking out the window, heading west on the Empire Builder. That's where this song begins, right there. Sasquatch gets off, and I'm sitting alone on the train heading west. I am an early morning passenger on the Empire Builder, heading west across the North Dakota plains. I always said I'd take the train, and I'm thinking about the sunrise, missing you and how the time flies. I packed what I needed and I'm gone to a brand new start. And I'm bringing a broken heart. Big sky. In the middle of nowhere. Everything I know. Up in the air, pulling into Stanley Station, and on the wooden platform waiting, with her silver hair and cane and a crooked smile, she comes shuffling down the aisle. Asking if my empty seat is free. Sits down and says her name is Rosemary. 49 years with a man I love, she says. And I lost him last May. I need some time to get away. Big sky. Everything I know is up in the air. Rosemary is showing me a photograph from her wedding day. We talk about the big horizon. Across the Montana line.
We wish each other well. Beneath the castle peaks of Kalispell, Rosemary goes stepping down, and I am watching through the glass. A big sky in the middle of nowhere. Everything I know is up in the air. I am a late night traveler, Empire builder, through the Montana Rocky Mountain range. I always said I'd take the train.
Thank you. I got an email from a nun in France about a year and a half ago. She said, Joe, I live in a community. I'm a Buddhist nun, and I live in a community called Plum Village in France. Anybody ever hear of Plum Village? Plum Village, it's a Buddhist community. And she said, I live here with a teacher and a monk named Thich Nhat Hanh. And he's a writer and an author and a teacher. And she said, Thich Nhat Hanh has been in a coma for 1 month. And she said, your song is part of our community, Fall Down as the Rain. And we've been gathered around his bedside singing Fall Down as the Rain to him to help, you know, send him some good vibes, you know. And I thought, man, that's kind of amazing. And I wrote back thanks and everything. Just the idea of one of my songs being written and flying across the Atlantic Ocean and ending up in France and being useful in some way. Then I'm done. I've succeeded, you know. And then about a month and a half later, I got an email back from her. She said, Thich Nhat Hanh's better. He's back in the community. He's feeling a lot better. And she said, it had nothing to do with your song. As a good Buddhist, you know, she was like, smacking me down. Don't get a big head, dude. I'm going to sing you Fall Down as the Rain. Here we go. When my life is over and I have gone away, I'm gonna leave this big old world and the trouble and the pain. And if I get to heaven, I will not stay. I'll turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. When I finally reach the ground, I'll soak into the side. I'll turn myself around again, come up as golden ride. Come up as golden ride, come up as golden ride. Turn myself around again, come up as golden ride. Come up as golden ride, come up as golden ride. Come up as golden ride. Turn myself around again, come up as golden ride. Thank you.
turn dry and brown, I'll lay me down to rest. I'll turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Yeah. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of the mystery. Part of the mystery. Part of the mystery. Turn myself around again as part of the mystery. Part of the mystery. Part of the mystery. Turn myself around again as part of the mystery. When my life is over, I have gone away. I'm gonna leave this big old world and the trouble and the pain. And if I get to heaven, I will not stay. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down. Fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down.
Flashback, maybe post-traumatic flashback from last summer. I was down in Hopewell, Virginia, playing a concert. I was outside the concert in the park. I was on this cement slab twice the size of this stage, and behind me was the Appomattox River rolling behind me, and these bunch of bushes right behind me, and outside, and the grass was perfectly flush with this cement slab, and it went all the way up like a golf course, all the way about 50 yards to the top of the hill up there, underneath the trees. That's where the audience was, all the way up on top of this hill. It was the loneliest gig I've ever played, ever. I'm up there like, can you hear me? I could barely make the audience out up there, you know. It's like all this green grass, perfect, you know, all the way up there. And I was like, what am I going to play? And I got halfway through this song right here that I'm going to play for you. And I see about 10 people, 15 people all stand up under the trees, and they're all like, ah! They're all screaming. I'm like, damn, they are loving this song. Nobody has ever responded to this song like that before. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? So this guy runs off into the trees, and he grabs a big old stick like that. And what had happened is a water moccasin was up in one of the trees, and it fell out into someone's picnic basket. And they're swilling their wine and eating their brie cheese or whatever they were doing, you know. And this big old water moccasin falls into them. They're all like, ah! I didn't know that until the green grass. I see this big old black water moccasin coming down the hill, right? And, you know, and this guy's chasing it with a stick, and it gets about right here, maybe third or fourth row back, and I'm still up there like, doing my little song, you know, and the guy's like, get off stage. They attack you, you know. are there water moccasins in State College, Pennsylvania? No, right? Yeah, we don't have them in New York, right? And so the guy's like, get off stage. They're aggressive and they'll attack you, you know. So I'm like, I unplug and I run over to the side of the stage. There's a big old water moccasin comes up on stage and it's slithering around the mic stands and all the cables and it's hanging out with all the guitar cables and trying to get a little action or whatever what I was doing. I'm like, dude, this is my show. Back off, you know. So finally, after like 2 minutes, a snake slithers around and it goes into the bushes and then he's down into the Appomattox River, right? And so everyone settles back down. Now I got to come back over and plug back in and play the song, right? So I'm all standing here, and like the bushes are right behind me, right? And I'm all like, nah. I'm waiting for that thing to come out of the bushes and tap, tap my head. So I'm all in my head, and I'm all like, yeah, I got to take a break. So I took a break. I walked to the top of the hill, and this woman kind of comes over to me slow, and she's like, you know, I like some of your songs, but you're kind of a jerk sometimes, you know? And she said, I specifically don't like your cheating songs. I think, you know, just not, you know. She's kind of, you know, and I was like, I don't really like your cheating songs. So I decided right this moment, I am going to play you a cheating song. I'm going to play you the cheating song that I was playing that she doesn't like, because that's the kind of jerk I am. Is for her.
The woman alone in the black dress, the table in the corner with the tall glass, sipping on her wine. Man, she's looking fine. I'm across the room, a starstruck man. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. Would you look at those eyes of amber? Gazing all around the room, I'm walking over her way. I could love her any day. Can't melt my heart, nobody can. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. And now she's looking up at me and grinning. I'm grinning right back at her. I sit down in the empty chair. A little nervous, but I like it here. Good love is hard to understand. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand. Say to her across the table, I've been thinking about you and me, and the hard times that we've been through. I'm still glad that I married you. It was the best thing I ever did, giving you that wedding band. I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand.
You wanna sing?
I'm in love.
She didn't hear the punchline because I was too busy looking for the snake.
I'm in love with a woman with a ring on her hand.
See, I was all into the middle of the song. When I got to the punchline, I was all looking back at the snake. She didn't hear me. She's the jerk, right? I'm going to sing you a song here, and my buddy Jim Colbert asked me to play a song, and I'm going to sing it for him. And the song is called Caitlin at the Window. And then I'll play another one. I'll play two really sad, depressing songs and send you home. I go to Ireland every summer. And one of the places that I love to go is the homestead of Caitlin McNamara. Caitlin McNamara was married to Dylan Thomas. And her old homestead is in ruins up there just north of Doolin. And I like to go up there and give a little concert in the stone walls of her old homestead. And Caitlin McNamara was, her whole family were artists and writers, and when Dylan Thomas met her, he was just kind of a straight academic dude, and she got turned him wild and opened him up, and so I like singing this song. This is Caitlin McNamara sitting in her boathouse, looking out the window up the hill to the churchyard where Dylan Thomas is buried. Sailed you home across the sea, alcohol and poetry. We buried you down in the autumn chill, killing time here at home while my love sleeps in the churchyard on the hill. Killing time here at home while my love sleeps in the churchyard on the hill. I loved you hard, you drew me in, you drove me mad with all your demons within. Now I rest my elbows on the window. Sailed you home across the sea, alcohol, poetry. We buried you down in the autumn chill, killing time here at home while my love sleeps in the churchyard. Jim Colbert.
certain songs that I write as a, and they come out of me, and they come out of a sort of a unconscious, subconscious place. And then maybe 3 or 4 years later, I realize what the song is about. And that's definitely the case with this one. I wrote it, and I'm like, man, that's weird. What is that about, you know? And as I look back, this song has taught me a lot. And it's called The Nazarene. Coaches baseball, and I am on the team. And Mom thinks she's Jesus Christ, the Nazarene. We go to visit her on Tuesdays, go riding in the car, down the hall into the room where the other.
Thank you. Acoustic brew. When I travel around, I go to Canada, I go to Ireland, I go to Texas, I go out to California, and it seems to me no matter where I go, the ribbon of good people who are trying to give something back to this world to make it a little bit better place, that ribbon of good people seems like it's so much bigger and wider than the ribbon of people trying to tear it down. And I think that Acoustic Brew and all the music they bring into town are trying to do something beautiful in this world, and I'd love to give them a big shout out. Thank you for doing that. And I know there's a lot of people in this room who are teachers and who are activists and who are artists and who are good people trying to do something good in this world. It's a great thing to be able to travel around and be inspired by different communities as I go around. And I wish you all well. I wish you all to be kind to each other out there. And I will see you again. I may not leave. I may just come up and do another set. I don't know. My, hey, rock and roll is here to stay. It's more to the than the fade away. My, hey, out of the blue and into the black. You pay for this, but they give you that. Once you're gone, you can't never come back. You're out of the blue and into the black. King is gone, but he's not forgotten. You know it, come on. This is the story of Johnny Rotten. It's better to burn out than it is to rust. The king is gone, but he's not forgotten. Rock and roll will never die. There's more to the picture than meets the eye. Hey, my. Here we go. Hey, my. Rock and roll. To the point. Acoustic Brew, WPSU. A great interview with Steve today on PSU. Thank you so much, State College.
That was Joe Crookston from a concert recorded at the WBSU studios in November of 2016. You can find his recordings, artwork, videos, and more at joecrookston.com. I'm Mel DeYoung, inviting you to tune in weekends for broadcasts of The Folk Show, all year round, Sundays from 10 p.m. to midnight. And after the Metropolitan Opera radio broadcast season ends in May, The Folk Show will return to Saturday afternoons on WPSU-FM from 1 to 5. Until then, you can hear The Folk Show Saturday afternoons from 1 to 5 on WPSU-3 and streaming at WPSU.org/radio on your computer or mobile device.
I have no idea what I'm going to play. There's a chorus at the beginning of the song, it happens twice. There's a chorus at the end of the song, a chorus that happens twice at the end. And the chorus goes like this. That's your part. On the 42nd story, on the scaffold hanging high, I get paid to wash these windows and squeegee them dry. Looking down on the West Side Highway with my bucket and my pole, and the sunrise on the harbor is glittering like gold. Living here in the city, Marie, my little girl, she thinks that I am Superman up here on top of the world. Tuesday morning, beneath a clear blue sky, Maria thinks that I know how to fly. I've been up and down this building for 19 years. And yeah, sometimes I look inside, dangling out here. And there's a banker through the glass. He's
given me two thumbs up, and the lawyer at the coffee pot, she's raising her cup, and they watch me out here dangling, admiring the view in the wind above Manhattan shine. That's what I do. Tuesday morning, beneath the clear blue sky, Maria asks if I get scared when I'm up that high. Up above, on the highest floors, and the shadow cast, and the thunder roars, and clattering feet in the swiveling chairs, and the Brooklyn Bridge, and down the stairs, and every glittering pane of glass breaking open then comes to pass. Everything September takes, the squeegee pulls and the paperweights, and the angle beams and the broken love, and all that is and ever was. And long before Maria knows, my bucket spills and the water flows down the river to the bay, lifting up. Lifting up, I fly away. Tuesday morning, beneath the clear blue sky, Maria thinks that I know how to fly.
Like songs with the word home in it. It's kind of very cliche, right? There's so many songs with the word home in it. I'm gonna sing you a song with the word home in it. I got a chisel and a hammer, I'm digging down deep inside. I'm gonna keep on digging until I'm satisfied. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. We can do better than that. Here we go. I got a chisel and a hammer. I'm digging down deep inside. I'm gonna keep on digging until I'm satisfied. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Well, my mind gets worried and my shoes get thin. I don't know where I'm going, but I do know where I've been. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Well, I'm thinking it's all for nothing, like I'm trying to catch the wind. Is it one more thing to work for instead of be right where I am? Walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Where the highways are too flat, you know the highways are too long. Yeah, there ain't no use for us to be together, we can't get along. Walk on, sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Come on, my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You don't like my peaches, you don't like my trees. Get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. Now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't worry about that, that's alright. Just leave it right there, it's no problem, no problem. Everything. That's this part of the show here. I'm gonna just totally trash the stage here. You don't like my peaches, you don't like my trees. Get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. Now she's gone, 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 I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world one more time. Now she's gone, I don't worry. Cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Come on, now she's gone, I don't worry. Cause I'm sitting on top of the world. I'll see y'all again. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight.